You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in to MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And Mark, here we go, beginning of week three. Reds were coming off of a very frustrating series, no doubt, in St. Louis, swept by the Cardinals, and already seen plenty of St. Louis, no doubt. And Brian Price, kind of went on a bit of a tirade before the game on Monday. Team comes out, responds with a 6-1 win. Now, I have a theory on managers and their behavior sometimes that sometimes, they kind of distract from the clubhouse and maybe alleviate pressure out in the clubhouse, that kind of thing. And sometimes those things work. It's just like getting, ejected sometimes, maybe fire up the troops. What do you make of the whole situation?
I don't necessarily agree. Unfortunately, I can speak candidly that I'm not in Milwaukee, so I was not there to see or hear the tirade, and I was not there to see what the players did or how they reacted. I think in this case they actually might be kind of mutually exclusive, that they're not related. I think the team was really, really mad about the way it went down in St. Louis. They didn't play well. They didn't hit well. And I think Milwaukee is a team in a funk of its own, and they're sleeping on a really good opportunity to jump on a team right now that is in trouble. So I don't know that they're necessarily related, but I'd be speaking out of school if I said that I know for sure.
Yeah. Well, in any case, it looked like it worked out, a 6-1 win. And I guess maybe the bigger part of that victory on Monday for the Reds was that they saw a little bit of the offense come to life again. And it has been a surprising start, the way they have begun offensively. That cannot continue to be a long-term damage. Or issue for them. And I mean that, not in that it's untenable, but it just doesn't seem likely to me, does it? I mean, they're going to score plenty of runs.
They should. Their lineup, when they're healthy, is set up that they should be able to score a lot of runs. Right now, at this point in the season, Joey Votto has been by far and away the best part of that lineup, and he's done exactly what they needed him to do in order for them to contend. Zach Cozart has been a nice spark lately for them. He's been coming on. He's been hitting really well, and he hit well again on Monday. Brandon Phillips has only hit pretty much singles, but he is hitting, and that's a good sign. And on the other hand, they haven't really gotten much from Billy Hamilton. After the first couple of games, he started off really well, and he hasn't really caught on since then. Jay Bruce really hasn't gotten going yet. Marlon Byrd certainly hasn't gotten going yet. So they have some issues there. And then, of course, Evan Mesoraco, before he went out with the injury, he hadn't been going yet, and now they're obviously missing his bat because they could really use it and kind of deepen their lineup. So they have some trouble, but I do think with those guys, and of course Todd Frazier, who I shouldn't have left out, he's also kind of had some struggles. If they can get those guys going, this team has enough offense to do some things.
Yeah, how much of the offensive slump that we've seen is a function of the Reds' struggles at the plate versus the fact that they've played, St. Louis six times, three of those in St. Louis. They've seen the pitching of the Pittsburgh Pirates early in the season. I mean, they've seen some decent pitching.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They definitely faced decent pitching. They did get shut out by Travis Wood and the Cubs on before they went to St. Louis. So yes, they're facing good pitching, but they should be able to hit better than they had been. But they can't go ahead and waste the kind of, the complete game 86 pitch outing that Mike Leake has. That shouldn't be wasted, even if it is against Adam Wainwright. They got to find a way to do better.
Well, I think that's a very fair point. And ultimately, you're gonna have to do some damage against somebody. But the good news for them is Anthony DeSclafani has been fantastic. I can't remember, spring training, he wasn't as sharp, was he?
DeSclafani was sharp, but I don't think you could say he was this sharp. He definitely came into the spring as a guy on the inside track for one of those last two spots, and he had some very nice outings about he was prone to the occasional two-out walk or the two-out hit where he kind of let an inning extend a little bit. That could have been a function of something he was trying to do that he wouldn't have done during the regular season or not, but he seems to be looking really good. He pitched great in Chicago. I understand he pitched really well last night. It's been nice for them if they need that. And of course, all the questions about their rotation after Latos and Simon were traded, he's really eliminated a lot of the doubt.
Yeah, it's made a big difference. But they are 3-7 in games he has not started. Again, does this just circle back to offensive woes? McQuaid's throwing the ball fairly well. You mentioned Leak wasting a good start by Leak the other day. So does this all ultimately just come back to that offense?
No, it doesn't. I mean, especially with a couple of the Cueto starts, the first two, and some other ones for other guys, it comes back to the bullpen. They haven't been able to keep a lot of the games, the lead late in the eighth inning and whatnot. It's been a bit of a trouble spot. Kevin Gregg struggled in the two high leverage situations he was given, one in Chicago, one against Pittsburgh. And in Chicago, he came in and had a two-run lead, and he blew it within two batters, and can't do that. And then Jumbo Diaz had the same thing happen to him 2 days in a row where he put the first batter on base, gave up the game-tying two-run homer with the second at bat. So they gotta work on the bullpen. They've had a chance, though, in some ways to get their bullpen right. When they're losing, they've been able to have some nice outings where they're in lower leverage situations and kind of work their way up. J.J. Hoover's looked pretty good, and a couple other guys have looked pretty good. Now they have to get something where they have a lead, they have a high-pressure situation, and then they protect the lead and get it from the starter to roll this Chapman. And that's just something they haven't done very cleanly yet.
So would you say that at 6-7, would you consider them fortunate to be 6-7 at this point?
I don't know if I would go that far. I think they should be better. I think that they should have expected to have a better record, based especially on the games that they gave away. They gave a couple of games away that were in their hands, so they should have a better record. So I wouldn't say they're fortunate, but they're definitely better than maybe what people would have expected going into the season. I think a lot of people had kind of written the Reds off. They wouldn't be contenders, and that they'd be maybe where Milwaukee is right now. So that hasn't happened. So I guess that in that sense, that's a positive thing. And then there's also, you know, over 150 games left to go. So there's a long way before this is where they've written their script.
Well, and they're in a stretch right now, as you and I speak, of playing 7 of 10 games against the Brewers, who are not just 2-11 to start the year, but they are banged up. I mean, their best players, it seems, are injured. So this really could be a stretch for the Reds to kind of get their legs underneath them here.
Definitely. They got the Cubs at home, followed by the Brewers again. So this should be an opportune time in the schedule to get things going. At the end of the month, they get the Braves. So they could be in a situation where they could kind of tread water or maybe even do a little bit better and then come out of this kind of gauntlet of the first month where they had 22 straight games in the division and a lot of winning record teams going through. They could be coming out of this okay if they can figure out their offense, get their bullpen together, and start rewarding some of these starting pitchers that have good outings.
They're a fascinating team, though. So feisty here to start the year, whether it was Price getting ejected early in the season on the first homestand and then the little dust-up with the Cardinals and then his tirade. I mean, we're only 2 weeks in. We got a long way to go. Mark, tell them to pace themselves.
Yeah, and you know, that's a really good point. It is 2 weeks in, and quite frankly, Brian shouldn't, especially with what happened on Monday, those things kind of shouldn't be happening this early this season. It's too early to have all this exploding going on on things like that. And I thought he was out of line, and I guess he apologized for it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward after that.
Well, I think you might very well have the most fascinating job among all the beat writers right now in Major League Baseball, Mark. Great stuff, and I'm already looking forward to next week's conversation.
Sounds good.
All right, Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.